I always say Scarpia is a character that you love to hate him and you hate that you love him. And so it's always great to come back to this wonderful, villainous, heartfelt role.
Reginald Smith is Scarpia in the Dayton Opera production of Puccini's Tosca. It's this weekend at the Schuster Center, presented by the Dayton Performing Arts Alliance. I'm Larry Carrasel, and this is Arts Focus.
Scarpia is a baron. He basically is the one who's in charge of all of the police force. He is the one that everyone in the town fears. You know, he snaps his fingers and things happen. He doesn't get his hands dirty unless he really has to. He always has someone around him. And so that's what makes it so fascinating with Tosca. Because if he wanted to have Tosca or have his way with her, he could. But it's the fact that he wants her to give in to him, and that fascination that the more he presses her and the more uncomfortable she gets, the more it excites him. And that's what makes him so terrible. I like to play this character to where you kind of go, in the audience, you know. There are many times where he's just a little too close. He's not touching her. But you're just like, back up, man. It's a wonderfully creepy role, but yet he's charming. Also, you know, in the midst of torturing her boyfriend, he's like, oh, well, look at my poor dinner that's been interrupted. You want to come sit and have a drink? Let's just talk like old friends. It's what makes him so complex and exciting to perform. And it's also what makes it such an exciting show to see.
And you're playing the role in this Dayton Opera production of Tosca, but where else have you played Scarpia?
The very first opera that I ever saw was Tosca. And I distinctly remember Scarpia's entrance, Un tal baccano in chiesa. As you come on stage and you're like, whoa, who is this person? And so I said, I always want to play this role, but I'm going to wait. And at Santa Fe Opera, they were planning to do a production of Aida, and I was cast in the Aida production. Well, of course, the pandemic happened, and that got canned, and I thought, well, that's so sad. And they came back, and they said, well, instead of Aida, we'd love to do Tosca. And I thought, oh, I don't know, it's a little soon. And I remember asking my entire team, you know, my coach, my teachers, I don't know if I can do this role. And they said, yeah, it's time. And so fortunately, I was able to do Scarpia for the very first time last summer at Santa Fe, but we did 11 performances. So I got to know Mr. Scarpia very well after 3 months in the desert. This Dayton Opera production is a beautiful traditional production with great backdrops and the staircase and the big picture of the Maddalena in the church. It's a visually stunning production as well as aurally stunning with such a fantastic cast. If you're looking for a beautiful, traditional, great, compelling night at the opera, this production really is for you.
Tell me more about your background. Where do you come from and how long have you been an opera singer?
I'm from the wonderful city of Atlanta, and fortunately, I come from a very musical family. In addition to singing around the house and singing at church and all of those things, I come from a family of people that do a myriad of things. My mother played the clarinet from elementary all the way through college. I have an uncle who plays the violin, another one plays the saxophone. My brother plays the drums, a cousin who plays the piano and the organ. And so I was in school choir from second grade all the way through college. And going to see the symphony and the opera, lots of plays, but I didn't see my first staged opera. Unamplified singing voices with big orchestra, big sets, until I was in high school. Seeing musicals and things, I thought, well, this is sort of the same. But then when you hear all of those voices and all of that power coming at you, I mean, it's really phenomenal. And it sort of solidified for me, man, I'd like to do this one day. I went to school for vocal performance and music education at the University of Kentucky, which isn't too far away from here. From there, I went on to join the Houston Grand Opera Studio. I still make my home in Houston, and I've been performing and singing really even before I got into the Houston Grand Opera Studio, but certainly much more afterwards, I've been blessed and fortunate that my life has always been surrounded by music. And I'm really excited to share this opera with the wonderful people of Dayton. It's my first time here. I've been having a wonderful time so far with the lovely people in the city and the people from the opera and my colleagues. And I'm really excited to do this role again. It's a great opera that you certainly don't want to miss. And it's just one weekend. So really come in, get those tickets, and then we're off to our next places. But until then, I'll keep enjoying all the beautiful things of Dayton.
Reginald Smith is Scarpia in the Dayton Opera production of Puccini's Tosca, presented by the Dayton Performing Arts Alliance this Saturday and Sunday at the Schuster Center. Neil Guttelman conducts. Kathleen Clausen is the Dayton Opera Artistic Director. Get more information by visiting daytonperformingarts.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.